It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. Interstate 70 through Colorado's mountains is a challenging road to manage. The recent rock slide near Glenwood Springs is the most recent example. Closer to the Front Range, winter travel on the I-70 corridor can be full of delays as ski traffic piles up. As Colorado grows in population, are those delays getting worse? KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn analyzed 5 years of travel data on the corridor and joins us in the studio today to talk about what she learned. Hi, Stephanie.
Hey.
We all know I-70 is notorious for long delays as ski traffic piles up. You looked at data from 2010 to 2015. Did the data back that up?
Yeah, it does. I focused on the stretch of I-70 from Dillon to C-470, that's just outside of Denver, and that trip is supposed to take 58 minutes westbound going into the mountains and 56 minutes eastbound. And the data shows that most weekends there's at least a half-hour delay during peak periods, but it's actually pretty common for the delays to add an hour or even an hour and a half of extra time onto that drive.
Wow. So an hour trip can take 2.5 hours. That is a long time to sit in traffic. So how big of a factor is weather, though? Things like snowstorms?
Yeah, well, weather can definitely cause longer delays, but most of the traffic we're seeing is just caused by a whole lot of cars on the road all at the same time. And you can tell that because the delays always peak at the same time of day. Mornings westbound when people are going up to ski, and then afternoons eastbound when they're coming back down the mountain. I spoke with CDOT's Ryan Rice. He directs operations for the department, and he says the number of cars on the road just keeps going up.
Just this year, we've had a couple weekends where we've had new record highs of traffic volume through Eisenhower Tunnel. So we definitely see that as a trend.
So there's more cars on the road. Does that mean more delays?
Well, right now, it's actually kind of hard to tell if things are getting worse. They definitely aren't getting better. There were still a lot of long delays in 2015 and 2014, but 2010 also had a lot of delays, so I couldn't find a clear trend in the 5 years of data that I analyzed.
CDOT just opened a new express lane that goes for 8 miles between Empire and Idaho Springs. Is that helping?
Well, that lane is really new, so it wasn't included in the data that I looked at, but CDOT's Ryan Rice does say it's easing traffic on that stretch of road.
Now we're seeing that become a lot more reliable, a lot more efficient, good use of the express lane, major benefits to the general purpose lanes as well.
If adding a third lane is helping one part of the highway, does CDOT plan to expand to other parts of the highway?
No, and this was something that really surprised me. When I asked Rice if there were any long-term plans to improve the highway's overall infrastructure, he basically said there weren't.
There's no concrete plan that says CDOT is going to go in the year 2025 and spend, you know, $3 billion and make I-70 from Vail to Golden three lanes in each direction. There's no concrete plan for that.
And one sticking point here is the Eisenhower and Johnson tunnels. That's a bottleneck that would cost a lot to widen. But again, there's no long-term plan for that.
With more and more people using the road, what is CDOT's plan to keep delays to a minimum?
Well, one thing Rice seemed really enthusiastic about was smart car technology. Ideally, this would allow more cars to fit into smaller spaces, maybe even enough that a two-lane highway could become a three-lane highway at some point.
And then there's always the high-speed train.
Yeah, I asked Rice about the train idea. This also seems to be a popular option among our listeners. People talking about this on Facebook keep asking about the train.
So there are plans for a train?
No. A few years ago, a big planning process decided that a train was the preferred option for the corridor. But since then, nothing's really happened. And partly that's because a train would be very expensive, around $16 billion. So in the meantime, CDOT just keeps doing little things here and there to try to keep the situation from getting worse.
Any pro tips for would-be skiers wanting to head up to the hills?
Well, if you can, go on a weekday. Or if you can't do that, drive during a Broncos game. And be sure to bring a lot of patience.
Thanks, Stephanie. You can see an interactive chart of I-70 travel times at KUNC.org.